conexión. Estoy yendo del macro al micro.
B2A Talks.
Submission to action.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of B2A Talks, a B2A consulting podcast where we sit down with the leaders of Puerto Rico and hear their stories about how they turn their visions to actions. I'm your host, Matt Campbell, business analyst at B2A, and I have the absolute pleasure to welcome Ella Wooler here today. Ella is the CEO of Invest PR, an economic developer for Puerto Rico. And InvestPR has been focused on bringing jobs and investment to the island for the past 5 years. Ella, it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Well, thank you for having me, Matt. It really is a pleasure to be here. I hold B2A very dear to my heart, as you know. I consider myself part of the B2A family, so it's very exciting to be able to be here and share some of my perspective with you.
Of course, once a B2A-er, always a B2A-er.
Absolutely.
So I would love to hear how your story with InvestPR all started, the vision, how you fell in love with the idea, because our listeners may not know, but you're actually InvestPR's first employee.
I am. So, I always say this is sort of like my baby because I was actually living in D.C. Mm-hmm. when I was first approached by the board of directors of Invest Puerto Rico. So, as you know, Invest Puerto Rico, it's a nonprofit entity. It was created by law back in 2017 mm-hmm. To promote Puerto Rico as a competitive investment jurisdiction, to bring new business and capital investment to the island, to really generate jobs, to inject economic activity to the island. And our vision is to really be an accelerator of economic development for the island. And while this was conceived probably almost more than a decade ago, mm-hmm. it really came into fruition in 2017 with the creation of a law. And so the board, once the board of directors got appointed, they called me, and I was in D.C., living in D.C. I was working for a marketing and strategy consulting firm in D.C. Mm-hmm. And one of the members of the board of directors called me and presented the opportunity to me. And, you know, back then, it was a paper. It was a law. It was a paper. It was an ambitious project to really stimulate economic development on the island. And I remember that, you don't take these decisions lightly. I had been living outside of Puerto Rico for some time. Mm-hmm. But I thought, what an incredible project. And I thought I'd be a fool not to really take on this opportunity. I think very few times you get presented with an opportunity to really create something from scratch.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was tasked to do. I was brought to the island to help the board of directors take that vision and bring it to action. And so it was, 5 years later, here I am. I moved back in 2018, very excited. I had not lived on the island for some time. I did most of my career here on the island. I actually started mm-hmm. with Ernst & Young. That's where I met Manuel Calderon yeah. from V2A. And then I worked for Johnson & Johnson. Then I worked for V2A for quite some time. Did the jump to Miami and then went to D.C. And so it was very exciting to have the opportunity to come back to my island and be able to contribute towards a mission that has just the potential to have such a significant impact in Puerto Rico. So very excited, very excited. It's been just an incredible journey. We just celebrated our fifth year anniversary.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was very, very exciting. We had our event this week where we celebrated with partners because and I say this because economic development is a very complex job. It does not happen on its own. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of collaboration, requires a lot of perseverance and mm-hmm. determination. Results don't happen overnight. You know, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. I always say that. And it takes time to build and to really you first plant the seeds, and those seeds, grow. And so we wanted to celebrate with all our partners that have helped us along this journey in some way, shape, or form. So very, very excited about just this journey and just the results that we've been able to achieve in together with our partners. So yeah, that's in a nutshell, in a very, very brief nutshell, mm-hmm. That's how I got here.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I'm sure that the last 5 years have been nothing but a whirlwind in the sense of everything that InvestPR has accomplished and where it has come from. But I want to hear a little bit about how the vision has grown in the sense of InvestPR's potential impact on the island.
Yes. So just to give you a bit of context. So we were created with the purpose of being able to provide just continuity in terms of the brand positioning of Puerto Rico as a business and investment hub. Mm-hmm. This was a responsibility that the Department of Economic Development had for many, many years. And the reason this was created was to be able to transcend, you know, political administrations and provide continuity mm-hmm. on the positioning of the island, but also on just business attraction efforts, and to be able to have a team that was exclusively dedicated to promoting the island around the world and facilitating the process of establishing an operation on the island. Mm-hmm. So we are that entity that facilitates and guides companies and investors that are looking to relocate or expand their operation on the island. Mm-hmm. And we do this in a variety of ways. So first and foremost, because we know that data is king, and companies, exactly. You know, they have to be informed and make decisions based on information, based on data. And so it is our job to be able to present data on the economy, data on sectors, data on talent. I can tell you that talent is the number one factor that companies consider when they're evaluating markets. And so it's very important for us to be able to provide data on the workforce of Puerto Rico, which is fantastic, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so we also help companies identify real estate, commercial properties, industrial properties, for them to establish their operations. We are a connector. So we connect with the public sector, with the private sector, with academia, which is so incredibly important for the job that we do, with different trade associations, with service providers, with municipalities, all the stakeholders that in some way, shape, or form help to facilitate the arrival of companies to the island. And we also, a very just exciting thing that we also did is because of the nature of our job, we come in contact with a lot of investors mm-hmm. who are very excited about the Puerto Rico opportunity, but they don't know where to invest. Yeah. And so out of this, and you and I have spoken about this, came Impeller, which is the first investment matchmaking platform on the island, and it seeks to connect local projects seeking capital with investors. And so, you know, this is essentially how we do our work. You know, we elevate the profile of the island around the globe through marketing and lead generation initiatives. We help these investors and these companies. We hold their hand across the process, and all of this really is to just help, you know, mm-hmm. help them establish an operation that's going to generate jobs, that is going to inject economic activity to the island, and that really is going to foster prosperity for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and making everybody's lives here much better.
Exactly, exactly. And so as I mentioned before, this is what we're about. You know, we aim to really provide that continuity. That said, we work hand in hand with the government of Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. particularly the Department of Economic Development and Commerce. I would say they're our primary business partner in this job, and having them done so for so many years, they did this. We really worked together to be able to make this happen. So it's been a journey, you know, all startups. This was a startup. I think now we're more like a toddler. We're getting out to grade school.
A little more aged, a little more experienced.
Yes, a little more mature. But startups aren't easy. you know, and startups with the complexity that Invest Puerto Rico has, you know, this is a tall order that we're doing. Economic development is a tall order. And so, you know, it's been a journey, you know, full of a lot of lessons learned, of, you know, trying some things work, some things don't. Mm-hmm. But we're very proud just of seeing that vision and that paper, if you will, just come to life and mm-hmm. seeing everything that we've accomplished so far.
Yeah, that is awesome. And Invest PR has done a ton of things within the past 5 years. I want to zone in on some of the day-to-day operations. What do you personally do on a day-to-day? I know that is a funny question to answer because it's a little bucket of everything, especially when we're talking about startups. You get to wear a lot of hats, and Invest Puerto Rico is definitely similar to that. So
yes, I get that question a lot, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, there's never a dull moment in a startup. There's never a dull moment in Invest Puerto Rico. I remember when I started, you know, Invest Puerto Rico was Ella Woger for 8 months. I had a little office. Yes. So I had a little office in the Department of Economic Development as we were kind of, you know, just building this. You know, we had to establish a strategic plan, a budget. We had to design the organization. There was a lot that went on before we were even able to recruit, you know, people. Mm-hmm. But and then, you know, we graduated to an office in a co-working space, and we graduated to another co-working space until we finally inaugurated our state-of-the-art facilities mm-hmm. at the convention center. But
which is a beautiful office.
It is. I've got to say. I mean, well, you know, we are the face for companies and for investors. And so what better place to do it than in this, you know, wonderful convention district that mm-hmm. has just so many facilities available. But talking about, you know, all the hats that you wear, I remember I used to wear a million hats.
Yeah, probably all of them at the start for those first 8 months.
I did. I wore all of them. You know, I gave input into and worked with consultants to develop, you know, a strategic plan and a sound budget and a design of the organization. But I also signed checks to, you know, just pay our vendors. So it was a lot of hats, right? And mm-hmm. and I think for me, as I've grown, you know, in my role, I've had to, you know, learn to delegate as the organization grew. I remember we actually hired a CEO that came, you know, to that had economic development experience in other markets. We hired our CFO, and together, you know, we started building and mm-hmm. growing. But I think, you know, my role as a CEO, I would say, is really, first of all, ensuring that we deliver on the mission of mm-hmm. the organization. Because, again, a lot goes on behind the scenes to be able to orchestrate, you know, all the initiatives that will come to fruition to foster economic development. But aside from that, I think in my role, I think what I've found very important is how you navigate different stakeholders to be able to deliver on our mission. Because, as I said before, this is not something that happens on its own. And mm-hmm. no one organization can really do this on its own.
Yeah.
And so it's been really important for us, and for me in particular, to be able to establish those relationships with different entities, with different stakeholders, to be able to facilitate our mission. And so when I say that, you know, every day is very different. I mean, sometimes I wake up and my agenda, you know, seems pretty full. You know, it actually seems all right. You know, I'm mm-hmm. going to have 2 or 3 hours of work and, you know, computer time. And then, you know what, then I have back-to-back meetings and things always come up. Mm-hmm. There are days when my agenda is back-to-back and then suddenly, you know, something gets canceled or something gets postponed. So, you know, there's no one, you know, singular day. We're a small team. And so I always say that the people who work at Invest Puerto Rico, first of all, have to be extremely committed to the mission, because this is not, this is a complex job. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, it's not always peaches and cream. You know, you have to work really, really hard. And when the going gets tough, the mission and the belief in the mission and that we are really doing something that is having a significant impact on the island, that's what's gonna get you going. And so I always say that the folks who work at Invest Puerto Rico, they are the CEO of their own mm-hmm. function, of their own role. They are entrepreneurs in their, you know, in their own role. And so, because you really do have to wear many, many hats to make things happen. But that's the beauty of a startup. I mean, I think that's what was exciting to me, that we get to create something from scratch. I mean, that, you know, not everything is going to work out the first time, but that's the beauty of it, that, you know, that you get to try things out, that you get to see, you know, well, is this going to work? Let's see, let's try it. And if not, you know, you learn and you improve. And so I think everybody at Invest Puerto Rico, you know, would tell you, you know, we're accountable, you know, we're accountable and we work really hard to make this happen.
Yeah, when your passion is the driver for your motivation in your job, it really makes a great environment to work in, but also a great success for the company.
Passion, I think, is absolutely key, Matt, because I think we are all passionate. If you're passionate about what you do, it's not a job. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to work every day and it's a pleasure, you know, to do what you do. And so I always say that the folks, and if you, I think you've met some of the folks at Invest Puerto Rico, yeah. We're all very kind of, you know, passionate people, and we really, you know, believe in what we do. But, you know, it's for a reason. This is, this is a mission-driven organization. And when you work at a mission-driven organization with such a tall order, it's, you know, you have a responsibility to really take this at heart and work hard every day to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And when you do have a mission-driven organization, I'm sure many challenges can get in the way. Can you briefly share about some of the biggest challenges you have faced within the past 5 years?
So I think in the work that we do, I think one of the biggest challenges that we've encountered is perception. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that Puerto Rico has had its fair share of challenges, and that certainly hasn't helped with the perception of Puerto Rico. I think we are in a very pivotal moment in Puerto Rico's modern history. It's a very exciting moment. At the same time, we're overcoming many of these challenges. So there is still so much work to do in terms of building awareness of what this island has to offer as a business and investment hub. And that's our role. Our job is to be able to showcase to the world what an incredible place this is. And that despite the challenges that we've had, the narrative is very different, extremely different. Mm-hmm. The narrative is one of resiliency. And I gotta say, you know, resilience is such a buzzword and a lot of markets use it. We're resilient and sometimes I chuckle, you know, internally, because I think if there's one market that can absolutely say is resilient, it's Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And I think people, that narrative of resiliency and that narrative of innovation, you know, Puerto Rico has such a thriving innovation and entrepreneurship ecosystem, which, mind you, was one of the things that absolutely blew my mind away when I came back. And just this is just a personal anecdote. I remember I came back and maybe 3 months after I started at Invest Puerto Rico, I went to a pitch competition. It was the first pitch competition I'd been to in Puerto Rico. And it was Steve Case, founder of AOL, came mm-hmm. with his Rise of the Rest, you know, Revolution Road Tour. And he chose San Juan to have one of the pitch competitions. And I remember this was at the museum in La Ponce de León. Uh-huh. And I remember thinking, like seeing all these young entrepreneurs on stage pitching with these incredible ideas. And I remember thinking, this is very cool. Like, this wasn't here when I left the island, you know, back in early 2010. Mm-hmm. And that's today, that ecosystem is part of the value proposition that we present to companies, because a thriving and healthy innovation and entrepreneurial ecosystem is a sign of positive economic development. And so it blew my mind away that that was happening. And that's the sort of narrative that we need to be able to communicate to the world. You know, we've been a global industrial powerhouse, and you know this, for mm-hmm. decades, over five decades. You know, we are, we're the biggest exporter of biopharma products in the entire U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I tell people that, people are,
they're shocked.
They are. That's what we've been. You know, we used to be known as America's medicine cabinet. Mm-hmm. And even that, the bioscience industry, pharma, medical devices, which essentially makes up 50% of our economy. You know, people think Puerto Rico and they think island, they think beaches.
They think vacation.
It's
way more than that.
And interestingly enough, that's only 7% of the economy. Mm-hmm. 7%, which is another fact. When I tell investors and companies, they get, you know, they're shocked. Like 7%. Yes, 7%. Our economy is based on manufacturing and the knowledge service economy. And, you know, pharma, med device, manufacturing makes up 50% of our GDP. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that story of that powerhouse that we've been and how that's been evolving over, you know, these past decades, it's such a powerful story that we need to tell the world, because we need to change perception. You know, we need to let folks know that we have and we are overcoming those challenges that that we've had, and that our new narrative is just one of innovation. It's one of resiliency. It's one of, you know, a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem that builds upon the legacy, the industrial and bioscience legacy that we've had. Mm-hmm. The aerospace sector is one that has been growing, you know, just incredibly. I mean, back in 2013, you know, 10 years ago, there were probably around 600 employees in the aerospace industry. Today, they're around close to 6,000 employees. Wow. I mean, that's amazing. You know, there is a reason why companies like Honeywell, like Pratt and Whitney, like Amgen, Medtronic, there's a reason why they're here. I was in a medical device conference a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to CEO of a company that is here that has operations, very, very big medical device companies that has operations here on the island. And we were talking, and he couldn't have more positive things to say about Puerto Rico, and especially the quality of the workforce. And so, again, that I bring this back, you know, to the question of what has been one of the biggest challenges is changing, you know, that perception, and demonstrating and showcasing to the world how powerful and how powerful we are as an investment and a business hub and an innovation hub. And that's how we're positioning the island. We have all the ingredients to really position the island as an innovation hub in many, many different sectors. There's so much innovation going on here, Matt, mm-hmm. and that's what the world needs to know.
Yeah, and I would say Invest Puerto Rico has done an amazing job of overcoming that obstacle of changing how the world sees Puerto Rico. And it's great to be able to rattle off some of the impact and the numbers of the first 5 years that Invest has accomplished, in the sense of over $1 billion of investment brought to the island, over 20,000 jobs, yeah. over 2,500 companies, and $400 million of that investment was just last year.
It was. Yes, you read the annual report.
I did. Oh, and I didn't forget about the two golden awards for yeah. Impeller as well.
So let me talk to you about that, because that's something that we're very excited about. So economic development is a practice. Mm-hmm. It's an actual practice. It is guided by the International Economic Development Council, which is an organization headquartered in D.C., that basically just guides the practice. In fact, you get certified as an mm-hmm. economic developer, just as, you know, the accountants have their CPA, attorneys have, you know, the bar, economic developers have their CXD. That's what it's called. It's a certification. But I say this because they also, as that entity that guides economic development, mm-hmm. they award for economic development initiatives. Every year at their annual conference, they give out awards for excellence in economic development. And so I'm so proud to say that, you know, we've only been up and running, you know, for approximately 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we've won 5 awards already. Yeah. And that, I mean, I remember just last year when we won the first 3 awards, it was for our Game Changers Welcome Home campaign,
yep.
which I think you've probably seen. Mm-hmm. But it's our brand. It's Puerto Rico's brand platform. So, you know, we 3 of those awards were for the Game Changers Welcome Home brand platform, which I'm sure you've seen. And that is Puerto Rico's brand platform. And it's essentially an invitation to not only companies, but investors, to those Puerto Ricans that are living outside, you know, of the island, to come home, that, you know, welcome home, you know, come and join the already game-changing things that are happening on the island.
Yeah.
And so we did a big, big splash a couple years ago with that campaign. It was all over the U.S., and when I say it was all over, I'm telling you, it was, you know, there were billboards in California, New York. We were in the subway in New York. We were in Ubers. We had Ubers wrapped with the campaign. And so we won 2 awards for that brand platform. And I remember, and this is just an anecdote, when I was picking up in the award ceremony a couple of years ago, you know, I got up 3 times. Uh-huh. And I remember I was sitting at a table with other fellow economic developers, and they asked me, wow, like, is this the first time you applied? Because you apply for these awards. Like, yeah. I was like, that is amazing. I mean, we've been applying for several years, and, you know, this is the first time we get it, but we've been applying. So the fact mm-hmm. that we were able, you know, to first time that we applied, we won 3 awards. Our team was so excited, because it just validates the work that we're doing. And the other 2 gold awards that we won this year was for our Impeller mm-hmm. initiative, which I do want to talk about, because I think I feel it's a game changer for Puerto Rico. You know, I think when we talk about that entrepreneurial ecosystem, we have to talk about access to capital.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had Laura Cantero from Grupo Guayacán mm-hmm. here in these podcasts, and I'm sure you spoke a lot about access to capital.
Of course.
You know, this was Impeller is a platform, digital platform that we launched essentially to provide the opportunity to local projects here on the island with access to capital in probably just a very non-conventional way. So essentially you have a platform that has, to date, has around 1,000 investor accounts. So these are investors that are looking for projects. Mm-hmm. There are around 50 deals on the platform from a variety of sectors, you know, in tech, in agriculture, in tourism. There is a little bit of everything there. And these are local projects. And the idea is for somebody that has just a project and they need to raise capital, you can put your project on this platform. And you need to have your financials and your business plan. This is a vetted platform. You've got to have all your documents in place. But the idea that you can put your project in a platform and that you'll have visibility from over 1,000 investors that could possibly be interested in your project, that's amazing. It's another way of putting your project out there. It's just another way of raising capital besides banks, besides, you know, VCs. It's a mm-hmm. direct connection here. So we're very, very happy about that, you know, those awards, because I think they give credibility to the work that we're doing, particularly by the global organization that guides economic development. And so we're very, very happy about those results. Aside from, and those numbers that you mentioned, which are, again, to me, very, very excited about the progress that we've made. Because commitments of 20,000 jobs, that's
a lot.
That's a big deal. A billion in commitments of capital investment, that's also, you know, a big deal. We're talking about 2,500 companies mm-hmm. that were not here.
Yeah, those are amazing accomplishments. And with amazing accomplishments comes, of course, a great amount of learnings. What is the biggest thing you have learned within these past 5 years? I know that's a very loaded question, but I would love to hear it.
I think when you were working on something from the very beginning, you need help. You know, you can't do it on your own. And I mentioned before, the work that we do doesn't happen on its own. So I think perhaps from an organizational standpoint, I think one of the biggest lessons learned is that you have to collaborate. You know, you have to bring other people in. You have to be able to work together to achieve the mission. Mm-hmm. And so we've been very, you know, very strategic about doing this, because I always say, and, you know, I'm going to say it in Spanish, and my team is always, I think they're tired of me saying this, but I always say, la colaboración está la fuerza.
Uh-huh.
And it's true. You know, the more you collaborate, the more partnerships you make, that can drive your mission, the more effective you'll be and the more you'll be able to accelerate success. And so I think that's been probably one of the biggest lessons learned throughout this journey from an organizational, you know, standpoint.
What about from a personal standpoint? How has growing from the first employee to the CEO of Invest Puerto Rico, how has it affected you as a leader?
I will tell you, this has been probably the most challenging job I've done in my entire professional career. It's also been the most rewarding job I've done. And, you know, to see, you know, my journey as a leader you know, there have been so many lessons learned, I've got to say. I think one of the biggest lessons learned for me has been that you've got to lean in. You've got to lean in.
And lean into what? The work, the people, the initiative?
Everything. I think when you start, sometimes you may be a bit shy. You know, you're entering, you know, there was a vision. And so you start testing the waters, essentially, excuse me. And when I started working here, I had over 20 years of experience in many different types of roles, but I had never been in a startup. I had never had the task of creating something. So, you know, when you start something and you've never done it, you're going to be, you know, you're going to dip your toes in the water. You're going to see, well, what works, you know, what doesn't. And you start kind of building, you know, that confidence. But, you know, when I say lean in, is because you've got to trust, you know, those years of experience that you have under your belt, they mean something. And they've made you the person, you know, that you are along that journey. And so I think for me, one of the biggest lessons learned is to lean in, to trust your gut. And to have your voice heard along the journey. I think that's, you know, what's helped me. I think change is always scary. And I remember when I started at Ernst & Young with Manuel, actually, we used to show a video, and I think perhaps when he sees this, he's going to start laughing, but we used to show this video, and if I see this video now, from a production standpoint, it wasn't what it is today. But it was all about change, because when you facilitate strategic planning processes, a lot of it is about change management. And change is scary. It really is. And I bring this up because I think the video ended, you know, change is scary, but at the end, you know, change is all about you. And when I started here, this was a big change for me, into uncharted waters for me. And so I've grown immensely. I think I've grown as a professional in these past 5 years, perhaps more than I have in my entire professional career. But, you know, that point about leaning in and just knowing that you will, you know, odds are you will make mistakes, and that's okay, right? That's what a startup is all about. But lean in. I would tell that to anybody. Listen. Listening is extremely important. And, you know, think before you speak, and listen before you react. But lean in. Have your voice be heard.
I hope whoever had the job of EY onboarding and their motivational videos gets to see this and know that they made an impact on you with the change video. But you're absolutely right. The idea that La Isla can't get better unless it something's changed. And hopefully InvestPR can keep helping everybody change for the better in the sense of business, investment, and what we can do as an island.
I say that we celebrated our 5th year anniversary, but you know, here's to 50 more, right?
Yeah.
And here's to decades and decades of being able to contribute to fostering economic development for this island, because I truly, truly believe that this is a unique moment in time for Puerto Rico, and we've got so much to offer, and we really have to let the world know about this.
Yeah, you're already motivating me. I feel like I can.
Well, great, then I did my job then.
And I have one more question. This would be my last question for you today. If the you of 5 years ago was sitting in my seat instead of me, What would be one piece of advice that you would give that Ella Wooler before she started this journey of taking on Invest Puerto Rico?
I would say believe in yourself. And this goes hand in hand with what I said about leaning in. Your gut is a very powerful, you know, there's always that little voice, you know, in the back of your head that is telling you, you know, yay or nay. That's very powerful. And odds are, I would probably say 95% of the times it's right. Sometimes we ignore it. Mm-hmm. But it's usually right. You know, the gut is a very powerful thing. And so believe in yourself and lean in and don't be afraid to make mistakes. I mean, that's what's going to help you learn and grow in your career.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ella. If you would like to share anything with our listeners before we log off.
Sure. I'd love to say, if you want to learn more about Invest Puerto Rico and the initiatives, please check out investpr.org. There you'll find everything about, you know, what we do, about all our initiatives, how we help companies and investors, and how you can be part of the story. And so, you know, it's been an incredible journey, and I hope that I was able to provide just a bit of perspective on my journey, but also Invest Puerto Rico's journey, which is, it's just been such an exciting one and one that we hope that we can really showcase to the world.
Of course. Thank you. Gracias por escuchar. Y see you in the next episode.
Una visión. Estoy yendo del macro al micro.
B2A Talks. From vision to action.